One if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
And he's with us online, folks, but I just have to tell you, I think we're outdoing him. We're having another caller here, too. So, Chris, your time's going to be cut short here. No, just kidding. Anyway, just want to tell you, call in. It's locally 602-508-0960. If you call in nationally, it's 888-960-9696. And you are on the MinutemanHQ.com radio show. You can get us on the internet, and you can also get us at 960 AM KKNT News Talk. So, Chris, we're happy to have you on. We figured you had gone to sleep already. Where are you at?
No, Chicago, Illinois, after spending the day in Denver and Colorado Springs yesterday supporting three great candidates that we're supporting with our PAC. Certainly Doug Lamborn,
yes,
who we helped through the primary and will be helping to go to Congress as a Minuteman, as well as Marilyn Musgrave.
Oh, yes, she's another one.
And, yes, just wonderful, wonderful candidates that we've handpicked and are supporting through our PACs. Our PAC work is so important right now. In the country, endorsing, doing rallies and supporting these candidates, hopefully, and pushing them over the edge. I'm confident that we're going to maintain control of the House. I mean, we have three strong Republicans in Colorado. We have three strong Republicans in Georgia.
Yes.
And I don't want to make this a partisan issue. I mean, these are candidates who are standing up.
Exactly.
Standing toe-to-toe with the president and the Republican Party, and certainly the Democrats are a waste. I mean, none of them will stand up and take border security seriously and deny anyone amnesty and reward them in this country. So, you know, the Democrats are a waste of time. The Republicans, there are a few that are great, great Americans, that are good people, that we have handpicked, 27 of them. I'll be off in the rest of the week. My gosh, we go to Minnesota with Mark Kennedy for the Senate, Michelle Bachmann for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow in Illinois, Peter Roskam and Dave McSweeney, two great congressmen that I think we will send. Indiana, we'll go to John Hostetler, Mike Sodrell, Kentucky, Jeff Davis, Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum, Raj Bhakta. Both are borderline, but you know what? We got to throw a support behind them. Virginia, Thelma Drake, Georgia. And you had a caller, I think Dave from Georgia, you know, support Matt Collins, Max Burns. I'll be there later in the week doing three cities in one day, Atlanta, Augusta, and Savannah. We just did Colorado. We'll go to California. Dick Mountjoy, who's battling Dianne Feinstein for the Senate. John Kano, who I know is going to win California CD18. Ray Meyer out of New York. Charles Taylor, Mike Whelan. My gosh, there's so many of them that we've picked, and we're just doing a barnstorming tour supporting them around the country. Go to our website, Minuteman HQ, Minuteman Civil Defense Corps Political Action Committee, Minuteman PAC. We are the real thing, folks, and this is the real radio show. And I'm about to take the gloves off because, and you got to keep me on because I'm going to break some news here, and I'm taking the gloves off because I'm fed up with some of the devious things that are going on with other groups, especially another Minuteman group that's just devious in the sense and duping the American people and thinking that they're out there working, doing something to make a change in this country. And that's the Minuteman Project. And I'm telling you right now that the Minuteman Project and the people behind them are a ruse. And I hate to attack another American, but they're out there taking credit for what the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps and the Minuteman PAC are doing and the Minuteman Fence Project. It's a shame. It's a sham, and it's a lack of integrity on the part of Jim Gilchrist and the people that are running his organization.
Actually,
to be out there taking responsibility and taking the credit for what this organization is doing, and they're doing nothing except promoting Jim Gilchrist, his book, and what is a sham situation with them doing nothing, but out there. And yes, their message is good, but when they start taking credit for what great Americans have done
through
this organization, that is unethical, it's immoral, and it's unacceptable, and they need to be called to the mat about this situation.
That's absolutely right. And you know what? Our political word of the day is tough. And we will just have to be tough to everybody. And that also includes the Minuteman Project.
And we will, you know. And you know, and Stacy knows, and this whole organization knows that we've been biting our tongue. And we've been
holding back. For a very long time now, Chris.
That's right.
For a very long time about what Jim Gilchrist and Stephen Eichler and that sham of a Minuteman Project is out doing. They are promoting Jim Gilchrist and his book and a false organization that is doing very little in this country to make a change.
Eichler doesn't even know what the border looks like.
No, and I just heard him on an MSNBC thing where he is out there protecting the border. That man has never seen the border, and if he has, he's only seen it on a tour with a media crew.
Yeah, the border to Eichler is between Orange County and L.A. County.
Right.
Right.
And you know, and I hate to go after other Americans, but I'm fed up with this stuff. And the other breaking news is, you know, and I've been in contact all day with some of our good people on the ground there in Cochise County.
Yes.
We got a terrible situation that we got to break news on. And that goes to the flags that were burned on the Ladd land.
The
Ladd ranch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm gonna go right on a limb, and I'm going to base this on information from our good friends and supporters in the U.S. Border Patrol, as well as some other people on the ground in Cochise County. I can announce right now, and I'm willing to take the chance, that those flags were burned by U.S. citizens. And they were burned by U.S. citizens who have a competing organization, another sham organization who spends their dollars from their donors flying airplanes around trying to disparage other Americans for doing something that's real, like building a fence. Those flags were burned by members of the American Border Patrol, by Glenn Spencer's American Border Patrol.
This is the same guy who flies over two or three times a week and denounces us building a fence.
He spends his donations, the Americans that are duped into believing that he's doing something to secure the border and to promote border security, who spends most of his time watching what we're doing on the border and trying to dupe and give misinformation and disparage and vilify us for what we're doing on the border and misrepresenting what he's doing and certainly trying to castigate us for what we're doing on the border. Those flags, those are U.S. American flags, were burned by Glenn Spencer and the American Border Patrol, and that is on bona fide information that I've gotten from Border Patrol and landowners in that area.
And the sad part is, actually, that's even sadder, because those flags were donated by great American people who donated money to get a flag put on there, and eventually there will be names on the flags.
$25 per flag.
Yes, $25 per flag, you know, and that's to help the fence project, and it's just really, really sad if that's what happened. And
these are despicable acts attributed to two organizations who are doing nothing but promoting the leaders of their organization in an attempt to take credit for what's going on the border and what we've done on this border.
Hey.
What we've done on this border is based on a group of American citizens. No names need to be mentioned. American citizens who supported all of these organizations. But we got two leaders of two other groups that are going out of their way to take credit for something when they don't need to take credit for it. They need to give the credit to the people who support them and the people who've actually been out there working to make a difference on that border.
Absolutely.
And it's sad, and it's despicable, and it's untoward just activities on behalf of these people. But we're out here trying to support candidates that we know can make a difference. We must maintain control of the House of Representatives and Congress, because if we don't, we are going to get amnesty and a guest worker program shoved down our throats. We cannot accept amnesty, and we already have a guest worker program. It's called visas. HB1, HB2, HB3, it doesn't matter what it's called.
That's right.
We have a guest worker program.
Absolutely.
And the American people need to stand firm and not get this ramrodded down their throat by McKennedy and others in Congress and the Senate. And you know what? The president actually, I think, hopes that that the Republicans lose control of the House, because you know what he'll get? He'll get what he gets 3 hours after he signed that fence bill passed by the Senate. And of course, if you saw the film clips, he did it under duress and just had a he looked like he'd just eaten, you know, bad raw oysters in signing that bill, you know, and he got forced. 3 hours later, he was promoting amnesty for
people who broke into this country illegally. Yes.
The president is a disgrace of this nation. Well, the Congress and the Republicans, the good conservative Republicans who understand that they're going to campaign on this issue and they're going to back it up, are the true heroes and the people that we need to put into power in Washington.
And
because if the Democrats get control of that House, we are in bad shape.
Chris, we're going to go on another break here in another moment. And Richard, I want you to stay online. We'll be back with you in a moment. Chris, do a great job. I know you're going to do a great job. And get some rest. I know it's a mammoth tour for you. Thanks so much for calling in. And we are believing in the good folks of the House that they're going to make the right decision. Absolutely. And we stand behind
them. Go to their website, politicsone.com. Study up on them and vote for them. Support their campaign.
We'll talk to you later. You be safe.
See you soon, Chris.
Bye.
Good night.